All right, Radio Buzz 101, we're over here at Nick's Lake House in Lake Harmony, Pennsylvania. I'm sitting here with Gas Station Disco. It's great to have you guys here. You're about to perform in a couple hours, and we're excited to see the show, excited to see everything you're going to do tonight. Got a few questions for you, if you're up to it.
We are up to it.
All right.
Bring it on.
I'm curious, where'd the name come from?
It's kind of a crazy story.
I like crazy stories.
I had this crazy idea about 4 years ago or so that I was going to put a band together, have a female singer, and we were going to do nothing but like Lady Gaga and Kesha and stuff like that. And it was going to work really, really well. And just so happened that the band I was in, we were breaking up. All the guys were doing different things. And so we were playing one of our last shows, and me and the guitar player were talking about putting a new project together, basically doing the Lady Gaga and all that kind of really female stuff.
Sure.
So we were looking for a female singer. So what happened was we had done a show in State College, Pennsylvania, and it was like 3 a.m. and I realized like my low fuel light was on, and we were already like partway down the road. I'm not that familiar with State College, so we were looking for a gas station. So we drove for a while, and we started getting nervous because we thought we were going to run out of gas.
Sure.
Finally came upon a Sheetz gas station, and pulled in, and we were pumping gas. And there was a girl pumping gas, too, at like 4 a.m, and she's singing Lady Gaga, basically at the top of her lungs. And at first, I was like, she's got to be pretty lit up, you know? But then as we listen, I'm like, she sounds pretty good. So, you know, luckily our guitar player was sober, and he was driving. I was a little drunk, and I went over, and I was like, you wouldn't happen to want to be in a band? And she's like, well, I actually am in a band, but I'm trying to find something better than what we're doing. And I was like, well, here's what we got going on. I'm going to put a band together, doing nothing but Lady Gaga, Kesha, Rihanna, all that kind of stuff. Would you be interested? She said, oh, yeah, definitely. So we exchanged phone numbers. And a couple weeks later, she came down, auditioned, and we started. It worked. It sounded great. So we started playing. And we played a couple of months, and it wasn't everything that I thought it would be. But we had built up a little following at the time, a decent little following. And then she met somebody, fell in love, and decided she was moving to Birmingham, Alabama. So what we did was we decided to find a guy singer, and or just any singer. Just happened to be the guys that we auditioned. We ended up bringing in Jason, and we didn't want to change the name because we had already built up a decent little following, at least locally. So we kept Gas Station Disco, and then we kept trying to come up with a different story that would be really, really cool. And I guess the truth is still kind of like that crazy story. But
well, so far, I think it's a cool story.
So then we were getting ready to play. We said we need to come up with a band name. But at the time, as I heard a lot of people say, like a new stuff, like they get Kesha and Rihanna and the Lady Gaga, especially Gaga stuff, like people were calling it like the new disco. And I was like, well, we met her at a gas station. Let's just call the band Gas Station Disco. So that's kind of where the name came from. But then once we, like I said, we had a following, we brought the guy singer in, by Jason, and we just kind of decided to stick with the name because we already were playing a few rooms and we didn't want to start all over. Even in fact, I think we played a bar in Ohio last week, and people came out and we started playing. They came up and started yelling that they thought they were here to see a disco band. I think the original stuff is very, some of it's electronic, some of it has like a, you know, a little of that hip-hop disco kind of, you know, feel, I guess, to it. So
do you actually do any Kesha or any,
we do,
you know, Lady Gaga stuff?
We have.
Are we going to hear any of that tonight at Lick Snake
House? You will hear a little Kesha tonight, actually. We do throw a little bit of Kesha and Gaga in a set.
Cool. That's awesome. All right. And that was Bug we just heard from.
Hi, everybody. All right. How you doing?
All right. And Mike is sitting here, too. So we've got Mike Danger with guitar, right?
Yep.
Guitar?
Yep.
All right, so how did band come together? I see all you guys sitting here, and I get the whole gas station story. But pre-gas station, I would say the three of you may have been together. Is that...
No, actually...
No? You and Bug, maybe?
No, none of us have ever played together in a band.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Crazy. Me and the original guitar player had actually been in many bands together, a couple different bands together. And but what happened was...
Pop
so
tart.
Me and the guitar player that met Chrissy in a gas station, we had played together before, but we needed a bass player because it was me and him, and then we found Chrissy, and we brought Bug in too. We had actually brought Bug in before. He was the idea, like when we thought we were going to put something together, we called him right away for bass, and then we just needed to find that, you know, female singer, and then we met Christy in a gas station. So that's what became the first rendition of the band. And then when we brought Jason in, Dave had left, and then we brought Mike in.
And Mike's an interesting story too, right? How did, you know, Mike, you've done some other things. What would you like to do if you could do anything?
Well, when he got out of jail.
Yeah.
Well, I used to just be the band's videographer. I toured with him for like a year and a half, doing like music videos, tour videos and stuff. And then they lost their guitar player, and they were auditioning people, and they kept going through people, and they were just like, you know, we really can't find anyone. How about we just teach you how to play guitar and throw you in the mix?
That's amazing to me, because I think you're pretty awesome. And, you know, for someone that wasn't your first choice, I think that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Well, absolutely the last resort.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I see a lot of ink on your arm, though, so I'm just wondering, is there anything else you'd like to do besides play guitar?
Well, my whole family are tattoo artists, so I would love to be a tattoo artist, but I can't draw a circle or a straight line to save my life, so.
And I got to know, can I ask where the name Bug come from? I mean, I'm guessing that's not on your birth certificate.
It's kind of a funny story. It was really my brother's name, and it just kind of got handed down to me. I guess just years of playing, people just thought I was like Little Bug. But then as I got bigger, it just became Bug, you know, and nobody even calls my brother that, which is kind of amazing. But
clearly, when you took it over, there could only be one Bug. So I think your brother just lost out. I mean, most people just get like hand-me-down shirts, right? You got a name. I think that's awesome.
My brother's nickname was Bones because he was so skinny. Like growing up,
right.
We both are like super skinny. Like, I mean, I don't think I broke the 100-pound mark till I was 18.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, everybody called him Bones, and I became Little Bones. But luckily, I never became Bones. And they still call him Bones, and I got away from the Little Bones. Probably because I put on a little bit of weight, they couldn't call me Bones anymore.
We're all talking about you now. We're all talking about you now. I can see you looking out of the window. I don't know where you're going. I see you looking out. I can see you looking out of your window. I don't know where you're going. I see you looking out of the window.
about you? Any nicknames, Mike? Just curious.
Well, I go by the name Mike Danger. Huh? I've gone by that since 2007. I broke my back skiing, and my buddy skied up to me, and he was like, "Whoa, you're Danger." And I was like, "Oh, I can't move my body."
Oh, wow.
And that's right when Facebook came out, and I was about to go to college. And my mom was like, "Well, I don't want you putting your real name on that." So I put Mike Danger up, and it just blew up from there.
Wow, well, that explains that, because I was wondering if Danger was your real. Well, so your back is okay now, you seem all right, right?
I just have to keep my body strong and it'll be all right. So.
Wow, I mean, that's rough. That's something tough to go through. So what are your favorite bands, or what kind of influence does your music take on?
Personally, Mike speaking, I would say mine's Blink-182. I like their catchy medleys and all that type of stuff.
I'm a big Lawrence Welk fan.
Really? I could tell just by looking at you.
Yeah. And, that's where I grew up. All my inspiration comes from.
Is that tiny bubbles? Wait.
I grew up on country music, so that's why I hate it so much. I was force-fed country from the age of 10, maybe earlier. My dad was actually the bass player for the Hager Twins on Hee Haw, so I was forced to grow
up. Get out. That's pretty cool.
Forced to grow up around country music, so now I despise it. But I like
Who's
a lot
your
of the
favorite?
New.
Do you
like? It's too hard to. I mean, MGMT.
One Direction. Yeah.
5 Seconds of Summer. Come on, let's get it right. No, I mean, I like a lot of it. I'm really into, like, the new indie movement. Like, the, you know, everything from AWOL Nation, MGMT. I mean, but anything that has a melody. It doesn't really, like, I'm not that guy that's, like, pigeonholed into liking one style of music. Like, you know, even some country stuff. I'll just do it, and, like, it'll be, like, a cool hook.
And the bug?
Well, you know, I've always been a fan of Breaking Benjamin, you know. And now that they're number one, I'm still a fan of them. I mean, I'm just kind of partial. Some of those bass hooks are pretty tight, but...
I might have seen that coming. Know. Yeah. Okay.
But I grew up on metal. That's like my first love, but I've gone back. I love the Motown stuff, and I like the more modern, you know, indie stuff, too. It's just hard to say. And I think... It's so diverse nowadays.
You've got some great songs. Where does that come from? Is that a collaboration of everyone? Does one person write your music?
Basically, we write a lot of our music on failed relationships, I've noticed. And we pretty much will be talking in the van or something like that, and someone will bring an idea to the table, like a riff or a catchy chorus they came up with just, you know, through their inspirations, and we just kind of collaborate on it together. And we each have our different things we bring to the table, as far as, like, some of us bring in the electronic part of the stuff, and other people bring in, like, lyrics and guitar parts and all that stuff. So it's kind of like one big collaboration with us.
So what's your specialty? What do you bring to the table?
Well, I grew up on modern music of the group. Like, they all like their Johnny Cash and stuff like that. And I really don't listen to anything before 1990. So I kind of...
Fair enough.
I stay really up to date, and I kind of bring, like, a freshness to everything.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, opposites do attract. Mm-hmm. Opposites definitely do attract in this band.
It's like a collaboration. It really isn't a one-man show like a lot of bands, you know, where it's like one guy writes everything.
Mm-hmm.
It is collaboration. I mean, there's some songs that are more somebody's than others, you know, in the band, but for the most part, it's hard to say anybody's like the single songwriter, because we're all bringing ideas, so...
I think that's great.
Yeah.
You have anything to add, Bug?
There's no I in band.
There's no I in band.
Unless you're drunk.
All right, so what about your videos? Now, I've seen a few of them on YouTube and on your website.
Like I said, that's kind of how I met the guys. I helped do their first music video, and we all just really got along and became really close friends and everything. And I kind of gave up a couple jobs I was working on and went on the road with them full time. And we would do, like, tour videos, music videos, promo videos, anything involving video we just kind of collaborated on. And I took that into my hands. And now that I'm playing guitar, I don't get to film as much, but we still do, like, acoustic covers. I still have my hands in the video stuff.
Oh, that's great. You guys are lucky to have him.
There's a video. We covered Uptown Funk, and Danger, he does the whole video. It's a one-man, awesome piece of videography history. You have to check it out, seriously.
I think I saw that on YouTube. So what about touring? Now that you're all touring together, what's your favorite part of touring?
Well, I think we all have our different things we like about it. I was telling you earlier, I get really bored with things. So for me, my favorite part is every day is a new thing. Like, I walked in here for the first time today. I met you and Ron. I met three other people here today, and it's something I wouldn't have done if I wasn't in the band and touring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
It's definitely the people you meet. Because there's a lot of stuff about touring that does suck. You know, people say to me, "Oh, you got a great job. You get to travel around." They don't realize that like about 75% of it is horrible. It's just the other 25% is really, really cool, meeting new people and experiencing, you know, new things and stuff like that. But it's definitely the people that you meet. I think one of my friends I used to be in a band with years ago, actually, I was talking to earlier today, said to me, is like, he's been out of the game for 5 years and he doesn't miss touring, but he misses all the people that he met while he was touring, you know. So that's probably the best part of touring is, you know, it's meeting new friends. Like, people, I mean, I have friends in pretty much every state of the eastern United States. I probably wouldn't have those friends had I not done this, so, you know.
Right, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Something to add?
Yeah, I mean, when you play a piece of music and somebody reacts to it and they're jumping up and down and having fun, I make their day. I make people happy. Not a lot of people could say that working a 9-to-5 job, you know, and I get a lot of satisfaction out of that.
Wow, that's really cool. So I have to ask, the things that suck, is there one that just sucks the most, that like you just really...
Driving
all over.
Rain. Driving.
Yeah.
Rain on a day when we're supposed to be playing outside. But it's definitely the driving. Like, if we could teleport ourselves to places, it would be a lot easier.
I think that's coming up soon. I think you'll be able to.
I mean, for me, it's just all the free shots we get and the beers. Oh. I mean, oh, man, my liver's working overtime.
I think for me, I don't mind the driving too much. What I don't like is we'll play a show and we'll get done around 2. And then my brain won't shut off till like 5 in the morning. And then we'll sleep in the hotel. And then they're waking me up to leave at 11 in the morning. And my little body can't handle that. I need my sleep. So I tend to be a little moody in the mornings. Which,
oh, I hear that. Yeah, I don't like
actually,
no sleep.
I think I can speak for Danger. And Danger's the hardest part of touring is fighting off the ladies. Yes, that's the hardest part for him. While the rest of us load out, he has to talk to all those gorgeous women.
I'm not believing this for a minute that they're not all over you guys too. I'm not buying it. Not buying it. Come on, Bug. What do you got to say about that? You can react too. Go ahead, Bug. Let's hear what you got to say about
it. We all know Johnny Bug's the ladies man in this band. JB.
It's good to be the king.
Can I have your attention for the moment? May I have your ears just for a break? I could not accept when you're beautifully honest. I was in a better friend than I would make. And now you're telling me that all I see is a picture of you and me. A picture that's taken of a heart that is breaking. Do you even remember? Time and ease aren't the only things that fall. And back then I knew not a thing at all. Only we knew that when September ends, I know you know I knew it. That I held you back like a heart attack. Took a few steps back, got through it. And now you're telling me that another chance to take. Now you think I'm just another fake. That's alright, that's alright. By me, fine by me. I hope I never see you again. I think of all the time we spent.
all I seen is a picture of you and me. A picture that's taken of a heart that is breaking. Do you even remember? We were standing there years ago. Exactly what do you know? Now that it's working, it's our turn.
Any weird band trivia? I'm just curious, like anything. I like to talk when I'm, you know, when I'm introducing your songs. I'm saying, I bet you didn't know this about Gas Station Disco. Give me something weird.
The fact that Danger used to work for an underwear company.
It's called Pantsagon Design. We did a lot of work with a lot of like pro athletes and stuff, and a bunch of musicians and well-known rappers and stuff like that. I used to do all their video work and tour with them, and that's how I ended up with these guys full time. It came to a crossroad where I was either going to move to LA with them or I was going to stay with these guys. And it got to a point where a lot of the people I was filming, they didn't care I was filming them. I was just another camera guy to those people. And with these guys, it was more like they appreciated every little thing I did. So it was more of what's more important, fame or friends, you know? Not that being a videographer is fame or anything, but it was more like, who would I rather be with, my friends or
people
who didn't care?
Well, I know. I'm glad you stuck around. Didn't go anywhere.
Well, here's some trivia about myself, Johnny Bug. I used to work for a skydiving company. My dad actually owns a drop zone here in the Poconos.
Really?
So skydive the Poconos, and I used to teach it. Yours truly. I was crazy, but you know, you can only cheat death so many times, so I don't do that anymore.
How many times did you jump out of a plane? Just curious.
My mom thinks I only jumped once, and I'll just leave it there.
Oh, okay. Got that, mom? He only jumped once. Okay.
He's not quite into the four digits. Well, he's into the 30s. Mom, sorry.
All right, well, is there anything you guys want to add in before we wrap this up and you guys get up on stage? Because I know I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight.
We do have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It's just at Gas Station Disco.
22,000 likes on Facebook, I think I saw.
Yeah.
I am one of them.
We're up there. So, yeah, just we're always posting. We're always throwing up new things. So stay tuned, and hopefully we'll see you out.
Thank you so much for having us. This was so much fun.
It was more fun for me, I guarantee it. I had a great time. Thank you, guys. And we do look forward to seeing you later on at Nick's Lake House. It is Gas Station Disco. Had a great time. If you can catch them anywhere they're at, you'll be touring East Coast,
the whole entire Eastern United States.
The whole entire Eastern United States,
from
if you
Key
get a
West
chance.
West to Maine over the next 6 months.
Awesome. If you have a chance to see them, I recommend you get out there and do it. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This is Stuart Radio Buzz 101.
Cool.